Powered speakers. Powered speakers, also known as self-powered speakers and active speakers, are loudspeakers that have built-in amplifiers. They can be connected directly to a mixing console or other low-level audio signal source without the need for an external amplifier. Active speakers may have greater fidelity, less intermodulation, distortion, MD, higher dynamic range, and greater output sound pressure level, SPL, with fewer blown drivers. Disadvantages include heavier loudspeaker enclosures, reduced reliability due to active electronic components within, and the need of a source of electrical power other than the audio signal. Powered speakers are available with passive or active crossover built into them. Active speakers with internal active crossovers are widely seen in sound reinforcement applications and in studio monitors. Home theater and add-on domestic or automotive subwoofers have used active powered speakers technology since the late 1980s. Differences between passive, powered, and active speakers. The terms powered and active have been used interchangeably in regard to loudspeaker designs. However, a differentiation may be made between the terms. In a passive loudspeaker system, the low-level audio signal is first amplified by an external power amplifier before being sent to the loudspeaker, where the signal is split by a passive crossover into the appropriate frequency ranges before being sent to the individual drivers. This design is common in home audio as well as professional concert audio. A powered loudspeaker works the same way as a passive speaker, but the power amplifier is built into the loudspeaker enclosure. This design is common in compact personal speakers, such as those used to amplify portable digital music devices. In a fully active loudspeaker system, each driver has its own dedicated power amplifier. The low-level audio signal is first sent through an active crossover to split the audio signal into the appropriate frequency ranges before being sent to the power amplifiers and then on to the drivers. This design is commonly seen in studio monitors and professional concert audio. Hybrid active designs exist, such as having three drivers powered by two internal amplifiers. In this case, an active two-way crossover splits the audio signal, usually into low frequencies and mid-high frequencies. The low frequency driver is driven by its own amplifier channel, while the mid and high frequency drivers share an amplifier channel, the output of which is split by a passive two-way crossover. Integrated active systems. A few observers use the term active speakers to refer to an integrated active system, in which passive loudspeakers are mated to an external system of multiple amplifiers fed by an active crossover. These active loudspeaker systems may be built for professional concert touring, such as the pioneering JM3 system designed in 1971 by Harry McCune Sound Service, or they may be built for high-end home use, such as various systems from Name Audio to Lin Products. History. Some of the first loudspeakers were JBL monitor speakers, with the addition of the SE-401 stereo energizer. Introduced in 1964, any pair of monitor speakers could be converted to self-powered operation, with the second speaker powered by the first. The first audio monitor with an active crossover was the OY, invented in 1967 by Klein Hummel. It was a hybrid three-way design with two internal amplifier channels. An early example of a bi-amplified powered studio monitor is the Altec 9846B, introduced in 1971, which combined the passive 98468A speaker with the new 771B bi-amplifier with 60 watts for the woofer and 30 watts for the high-frequency compression driver. In the late 1970s, Paramount Pictures contracted with AB Systems to design a powered speaker system. In 1980, Meyer Sound Laboratories produced an integrated active two-way system, the passive UPA-1, which incorporated lessons John Meyer learned on the McCune JM3. It used active electronics mounted outside of the loudspeaker enclosure, including Meyer's integrated active crossover with feedback comparator circuits, determining the level of limiting, often connected to third-party customer-specified amplifiers. In 1990, Meyer produced its first power speaker, the HD-1, a two-way studio monitor with all internal electronics.